The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Thursday morning, and it looks like another beautiful day here in sunny Boca Raton, hot and toasty, warm and toasty. And hopefully we'll get a little bit of rain to cool things off. Joining me this morning here in Boca at the WWNN radio studio is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And with us today, we have a very, very special guest. And I think back to about 7 or 8 years ago when I owned Tunney's, we had a yearly event at the Coral Springs Center for the Performing Arts. And our very, very special guest speaker at that event was Dr. Sherry Rogers. And we had well over 1,000 people in attendance at that event, and people couldn't stop praising the amount of information that she was able to share with all of those people that were in attendance. She is a author. She is a doctor, and we're very fortunate to have Dr. Sherry Rogers on the phone with us this morning. So let me welcome Dr. Sherry Rogers. Good morning, Dr. Rogers.
Hey, good morning, Janet. Good morning, Al. It's such a pleasure. You two folks have helped so many people find out that if they get smart enough, they can heal just about anything. And I hope we'll take them even one step further this morning. Thanks, several steps.
Well, we're looking forward to you sharing a lot of great information, Dr. Rogers, that you were able to share several years ago at the event. And I know that we're limited for time here. So what I would like to do first is the last book that you wrote is Your Cardiologist Killing You. And I know that you were kind enough to give my cardiologist, Dr. Howard Bush at the Cleveland Clinic, an autographed copy. And he thought it was very, very beneficial for him, very useful. And I'm sure that if more cardiologists took an open mind like that, it would save people from falling ill and dying. And if we can, why don't we start from the beginning as to why you wrote the book?
Okay. Actually, it's not the last book. The last one is How to Cure Diabetes. Anyway, I need to preface probably this to tell folks that even though I'm a medical doctor, I have 4 different specialties, and I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had over 24 things that were considered incurable, and they still are considered incurable by today's standards, and I got rid of them. Everything that I say, we have the scientific backup for it someplace in the books, 17 books or 27 years of reference newsletter. So, because I'm a real junkie, a reference junkie, so we have all the scientific proof for everything I say. Having said that, when we wrote Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, it's because there's a tremendous travesty in the United States right now. We're the most expensive medical system on the planet, number one, and we are not number one, though, in health, or number 2 or 3. We're number 37. And if you look at the Journal of the American Medical Association last month, they show us that the number one cause of death is heart, number 2 is cancer, and number 3 is doctors. And this is right out of JAMA, out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Anyway, all this stuff we've referenced, and I won't belabor those. But and those deaths were just people that were recognized, and they were in the hospital. They were not out of the hospital, and they were reported. So there's a lot that is not reported, et cetera, and that actually, as you'll see from the evidence even in the book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?, that the number one cause of death is really physicians, the medical system that we have now. For example, if you start with any simple disease, 3 out of 4 American adults now are supposed to have high blood pressure, by depending on whose statistics you read. And so if you look at what the first treatment is they're given a diuretic. But unfortunately, diuretics are notoriously, are known by most people, even lay people, to lower potassium, but they're not known to lower magnesium so much. But the problem is that a lot of people who have low blood pressure or have high blood pressure have low magnesium for a number of reasons. It's a very common deficiency, epidemic throughout the United States. So when you take a drug that actually lowers it more, you give them the risk of either having to have more high blood pressure medicines, which is usually the scenario. They have more and more medicines as time goes along. Or they have a sudden cardiac arrest, which is the number one symptom from low magnesium. And you might wonder, well, why do we have so many people with high blood pressure? Because our FDA allows, magically, a lot of medicines to become OTC, over-the-counter, non-prescription, as soon as their expensive patents wear off. So, for example, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, things like Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, et cetera. And, of course, remember the old Vioxx that quadrupled the heart attack rate. The NSAIDs are one of the major causes of high blood pressure, but they're over-the-counter, and most cardiologists who are treating people for high blood pressure never ask if they're on NSAIDs and try to help them get off. For example, 3 out of 4 people who have any type of arthritis, and we published this paper as well as many other people did as well, and it's all written in the book Pain-Free in 6 Weeks. 3 out of 4 people with any type of arthritis, if they merely stop the nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, cayenne, chili, paprika, modified food starch, etc., they no longer hurt. So again, you always want to go and find the cause. And that's our whole thing, is to find the cause and the cure of every symptom, not just bludgeon it with some drug. Because then, of course, as high blood pressure, and we'll go into other cardiovascular maladies, the cholesterol, the AFib, what to do after a stent, heart failure, et cetera, time permitting this morning. But after a diuretic, often the next medication is a calcium channel blocker. And these are hidden under various names, diltiazem, dilacor, cardizem, corag, calem, norvasc, oh my gosh, I can't think of them all, Verilin, Procardia. Anyway, calcium channel blockers, as we evidenced in the newsletter decades ago, are proven, right, even in the, I think it was in the New England Journal of, or no, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, to within 5 years shrink the brain and rot the intellect. They do IQ studies, and the people are dumber because you're not fixing anything. All you do, every drug merely poisons a pathway so that a symptom or a lab test will temporarily be improved. They do not fix anything. And our whole focus on all the 17 books and 27 years of the newsletter is to show people how to fix what's broken, get in, get out, so that they have a life without medications. I'm 73. I don't even have blonde hair yet. I've just played tennis 8 days in a row, and it's 90 degrees plus here, and I play at high noon. I have no medicines, no symptoms. And I've had, as I say, over 24 things that I won't belabor you with, but they're all considered incurable to this day. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, in your years of practice, Dr. Rogers, would you say that high blood pressure is the number one cause of heart disease and death?
No, I'd say doctors are. Definitely.
Doctors are still the cause.
Oh, absolutely. Because, for example, think about it. When you go for your physical, what do you get for blood work? Chemical profile, CBC, urinalysis. That's pretty stat, okay? If the guy is smart, he will do some of the, what I call, crystal ball tests, things that show if a person is going to die within a few months, years, whatever. It tells when they're going to die. We wrote about these crystal ball tests in the newsletter this year, Total Wellness. For example, a D-dimer. even if you feel absolutely totally well, if that's elevated, it shows you're clotting. You're throwing clots. The proBNP, that's elevated. You're hypoxic. You have low oxygen in your cells. You better fix it because you're in deep trouble. The PLA2, half the people who have a heart attack do not have calcified coronary arteries. They have what we call soft plaque that won't show because it's not calcified. And so if you don't assay for it, then how do you know you've got it? Then how do you know what to do to go after it to get rid of it? Or look at all the people on osteoporosis drugs. Entilopeptide shows if you're pulling calcium out of your bones and dumping it into the coronary arteries. Because if you are, you're accelerating aging. Dumping it in the coronaries, dumping it into the brain arteries. These things are so simple. These are like LabCorp and Quest, and there are a whole bunch of them. But more importantly, things like the high sensitivity CRP. If that's over about 2 or 3, you are in trouble. The body is angry. It's in an inflammatory mode, and you better find out what it is. If it's a cancer, if it's heart, whatever. And then, worst of all, I mean, there are, you could write a whole book on just magnesium, and people have, because it is one of the many epidemic deficiencies in the United States. But how often do you have a magnesium check when you go for a physical? And if you do, 99% of the time, it's the wrong one. It's the one that can harm you. And you have to see your laboratory report. If it says magnesium, the guy is clueless. He does not know how to help you get off drugs. Because a serum magnesium represents 1% of the body magnesium. You have to see that the lab report says RBC or red blood cell or intracellular magnesium inside the cells. That's where the mag is that shows whether or not you're going to have a heart attack in the next few days or a few months or whatever. And so we need people to be aware because medicine is locked into the pharmaceutical industry. They can't escape. They own us lock, stock, and barrel. And it's just those of us who got sick enough and had to realize that we had to figure out God's molecular biochemistry because the body is designed to heal against all odds. In fact, one of the saddest scenarios that I often see, when I do phone consults on our readers in 24 countries, and when I see their records, I help them interpret a 12-page assay that looks at all their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, the crystal ball test, etc. When I see their assays for, like, magnesium, some of them have just had a heart attack, and the doctor in the ICU, coronary care unit, does a magnesium. He thinks he's doing a good job. No! When you have a heart attack, the damage to the heart muscle itself releases enough magnesium into the serum that it makes the serum level look higher than normal. So if the guy is clueless and has not read "Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?", he thinks the person has not only enough magnesium but too much, so he does not give it. Whereas the intracellular magnesium at the same time can be so low that if the person has another heart attack, they can't even resuscitate him. They can sit there with 600 joules with the cardioversion all day long with the paddles. They can try to do everything they can for AFib or whatever arrhythmia he's in, paroxysmal supraventricular attack.
Dr. Rogers, hold up 1 minute so we can delve into it more after we come back from a short intermission.
Sherry Rogers is our guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers, the author of many, many books. And you can find out more about Dr. Rogers' books by calling 800-846-6687. And you can go to the website, www.prestigepublishing.com, and find out about all of Dr. Sherry Rogers' books, as well as the Total Wellness Newsletter. And more to come with Dr. Sherry Rogers after these messages.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janice Cimarelli and our very, very special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. And I know, Janet, you have some information to share with our listeners about how they can find out more about how to get Dr. Rogers' books that she has written. She's written many on the topic, I guess, of good health and the heart.
You Are What You Ate is one of them. Tired or Toxic. Detoxify or Die, such critically important information. They're all just absolutely full of high-quality information with scientific research behind the statements given to you in the books and will actually lead you down the path to wellness. The high blood pressure hoax, something that we've been talking about right here this morning. The cholesterol hoax. And, of course, what we're focusing on today is your cardiologist killing you. And Dr. Sherry Rogers' latest book, The Diabetes Cure, and all of those are available through Prestige Publishing. And you can go to the website, www.prestigepublishing.com, or call the 800 number, 800-846-6687. And in addition to all of those books, Dr. Sherry Rogers has a newsletter, Total Wellness, and that Total Wellness newsletter is also available through Prestige Publishing. And I should mention, there are no advertisements in the Total Wellness newsletter. That newsletter is the product of the research and information and experience written by Dr. Sherry Rogers, and absolutely full of guidance, scientific research reporting, as well as directions to follow if you want to use any of the substances that Dr. Rogers mentions. Al?
Well, I also want to let listeners know that you can listen to this broadcast again on our website. It'll be posted tomorrow. So if you missed anything that Dr. Sherry Rogers is speaking about, it would be a good time to go to the website and listen again to what the information that Dr. Rogers is trying to share today. Dr. Rogers, we left off at the break about how doctors misdiagnose magnesium levels. Can you get into that a little bit more so people can understand the benefits of why magnesium is an important mineral in the body?
Sure, because magnesium is in over 500 enzymes. But one of the most important things that a magnesium deficiency is responsible for is what we call sudden cardiac arrest. The person drops over, has a heart attack, and the problem is if they don't have enough magnesium, you can't, no defibrillator, no cardioversion, nothing can revive them because there's not enough magnesium to make the electricity in the heart work. And like we were saying, unfortunately, when you have a heart attack, you destroy enough cardiac muscle cells that you release some magnesium into the bloodstream. And so sometimes there is a serum magnesium that is higher than normal, and a physician who does not understand, which 99% of cardiovascular surgeons, I've interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last few years, none of them ever check an RBC magnesium, much less recommend tocotrienols, et cetera, phosphatidylcholine, et cetera, and we'll get into those things. So we're in an era where medicine is locked into drugs, and they've unfortunately been starved for the molecular biochemistry that God put in the body so that we can all heal. And so my goal is to make people too smart to fail, in their quest for getting well and finding the cause and the cure of whatever they're told they have, whether it's AFib, cholesterol, diabetes, cancers, heart failure, etc. And we have all the evidence for this as well, as I say, in the publications. I'm not sure where you want to go with this, but for example, when a person is trying to heal their blood pressure, they need significant levels of not only magnesium. Most people need at least 1,000 milligrams a day, because remember that most of the chelated forms are only 50% absorbed. So you're getting only half of what it says, and a lot of people think that they're getting the whole amount that it says on the bottle, but really just think of it as half. And then other things. For example, when a person has a heart attack, they are given nitroglycerin to dilate the coronary vessels, but God provides. We actually make nitroglycerin in our linings of our blood vessels if they are healthy enough. And we can rev it up with nutrients like arginine, phosphatidylcholine, etc. There are tons of studies that we've referenced, even as far back as 30 years ago, for example, in the best journals, Lancet, New England, Journal of the American Medical Association, American Heart Journal, etc., showing, for example, that you cut a person's chance of dying 45% by just making sure they have the right levels of omega-3 oils, cod liver oils. But again, then they fall short of the molecular biochemistry, because if you just concentrate on taking the omega-3 oils, then you forget how the cell membrane is designed. As we showed in many of the books, including Icky, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?, and How to Cure Diabetes, and The Cholesterol Hoax, and Detoxify or Die, and The High Blood Pressure Hoax, etc., the cell membrane is like the computer keyboard. It is the most important area in the cell, because that's where all the cytokines to kill cancers, etc., come out of. That's where all the messages are. There's where the hormone receptors are. That's, it governs the whole action of the body. So that has to be extremely healthy. And plus all the pumps, the ion pumps, the magnesium, the calcium, etc. So the cell membrane, you can think of it as a sandwich, because it's a double layer. And you can think of the bread or the innards of the sandwich as cod liver oil. And you want, of course, the best top quality, because these molecules are not sitting there dead. They are actually vibrating, flip-flopping, oscillating. And so if you take cheap nutrients, they can't vibrate and flip-flop. Anyway, so the meat or the innards of the sandwich you can think of as cod liver oil, and the outer, the bread that holds the whole thing together, that holds the whole cell membrane together, that holds these omega-3 oils in the cell membrane, is phosphatidylcholine. And you want a good non-GMO form, powder form, etc. And we go into all these in the various books. And then you can think of the salt and pepper as the eight forms of E, because real vitamin E is eight entities, four tocopherols and four tocotrienols. Any doctor who is not prescribing tocotrienols, they don't understand the biochemistry of healing the human body, because you really can't heal a lot of things without them. They have a huge bearing on bringing cancers under control. Just every molecular, I don't want to go into all the biochemistry like I do in the books and the newsletters, but anyway, the tocotrienols are half of real vitamin E. When you see a product that just says vitamin E, that is usually just one part of E. Alpha tocopherol, plus it's synthetic. It doesn't fit in molecular biochemistry of the human body very well. But so it is ridiculous to take something that says vitamin E as going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a new Bimmer, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts. Oh, and I expect it to work. So the tocotrienols are extremely important. We've written about them ad nauseum this year and last year, I think, in newsletters and much in the books because, for example, one of the many things that tocotrienols do are they are HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. Well, what does that mean? They work in the same place that the statins, Lipitor, Crestor, et cetera, do to lower cholesterol, but they don't cause the symptoms of the statins.
Dr. Rogers, in your book, The Cholesterol Hoax, might you mention that maybe it isn't cholesterol that we need to be focusing on so much? And very much recently on the Internet is the information that the sugar industry was most instrumental in getting the medical approach and the pharmaceutical companies to implicate fats as the problematic substance with regard to heart and circulatory disease. What do you have to say about how closely people should monitor their cholesterol?
We've gone into everything you say, Janet, in huge detail, and you're absolutely right. Cholesterol is not the problem, the culprit. Cholesterol is the Band-Aid, because I'm sure that and there are very few things we can be absolutely sure about in this life, but I'm sure that the statins are going to go down in history as one of the worst mistakes we have ever made. We've made a lot of horrible mistakes in medicine that have been just kind of swept under the carpet. But this mistake is really critical because what the cholesterol drugs do is poison the chemistry of cholesterol in the body, and you cannot make new daily memory. So it's a major cause of Alzheimer's. It's a major cause of sudden amnesia, where people suddenly go out and they don't know where they are, who they are, what they are, but it wears off in a few hours. So by the time they have crashed their plane, their subway, their car, whatever, the accident's all over with. No one ever knows what caused it because they never ask what drugs the pilots are on, because that's an invasion of their privacy. So you're absolutely right. And in terms of the fats and so forth, as you probably well know, Janet, and we've referenced in the newsletters, you want to create any... Do people ever wonder, how do you get 100 rats with cancer? How do you get 100 rats with cataracts so you can do experiments with drugs on that? How do you get 100 rats with diabetes? Well, it's real easy. We just use everything the FDA says is okay. If we want to create 500 rats with diabetes, we give them high fructose corn syrup because that's made with a mercury chloralkali process that provides enough mercury for the average person to be equivalent to having a new mercury amalgam every day of their life. And we know how toxic mercury is. If we want to create 500 rats with cataracts, give them Tylenol. If we want to create animals with cancers, do the same thing that Tufts University did 30 years ago. They give them plastics. The same plastics that come out of plastic water bottles, plastic the styrofoam cups, the linings of cans for food, plastic wrap, et cetera.
Astonishing information, and we need to just take a breath and take a break right now. And to our listeners, our very special guest with this amazing amount of information to support our good health is Dr. Sherry Rogers. We're talking in particular about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And that is available at Prestige Publishing, and you can go to www.prestigepublishing.com or call 800-846-6687. And at that same website and telephone number, you can find further information about the Total Wellness newsletter that is published by Dr. Sherry Rogers. And we're going to take a short break right now on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour and be right back with our special guest. Stay tuned. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info at saveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we are joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very, very special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. And I believe Dr. Rogers is speaking to us from the great state of Florida and not too far from where we are in Boca Raton. And, Janet, I know you have some information about Prestige Publishing. And I was most impressed with the fact the statement you made about Dr. Sherry Rogers not using specific companies in her newsletter to recommend what people should be using. Now, she mentioned
Recommendations, but there are not advertisers. So she is beholden to no one. No one impacts the content of her newsletter. She is the source of the information.
Which I think is a great way to enhance what you're trying to get across to people. Because, again, you're not obstructing their view of what they should be doing. And Dr. Rogers did mention tocotrienol, an important ingredient. She mentioned magnesium. And I'm sure during the course of the conversations, there may be other specific nutrients that Dr. Rogers may recommend. Again, forgetting the brands, we're dealing with just the nutrients that people should be using to keep their health and strong body intact. And doing that can be very useful when you're taking supplements.
And where you will be able to get many of those high-quality supplements that contain the forms of the nutrients that are supported by the research that Dr. Sherry Rogers references is Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And if you wish to review the information that you're hearing on this show, you can go to www.saveALotNutritionCenters.com. And it's SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. And if you want to review the construction progress at the brand new Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, you can visit 3105 North State Road 7. And that is 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. And you would look to the west and see the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. If you're traveling on 441, also known as State Road 7, you look for the Spirit Halloween store, turn into Northwest 31st Street, and then immediately right into the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And at, right as you're entering the center, you will see the big green sign, Save a Lot. And so when the construction is completed and there is a grand opening, that will most likely be taking place sometime in November. As we progress and get closer, we'll give you more definitive time frame. But right now, if you want to access the recordings of our shows, www.savealotnutritioncenters.com. And then, of course, if you are interested in finding out a little bit more about the Total Wellness Newsletter or any of the books that Dr. Sherry Rogers has authored, you can go to Prestige Publishing, 1-800-846-6687, or www.prestigepublishing.com. Dr. Rogers, you have been talking about the very specific nutrients that unfortunately, as you said, are deficient in epidemic proportions. One of the things that I wanted to point out to our listeners also was your definitive connection of statin drugs to the development of brain issues. It could be dementia, simple memory loss, and certainly the more degenerative situation of Alzheimer's disease. And very often what I point out to my clients is, oh, cholesterol-lowering drugs, they were introduced into the marketplace, let's say, 25, 30 years ago. 25, 30 years ago, how many Alzheimer's patients did you know, did you hear about? You might have heard about some people dealing with dementia, but not with the proportions that are seen today. And the prediction is that half the population that will reach the age of 85 will ultimately be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So I know that Dr. Duane Graveline has a passage, a paragraph on the back of your book, and he is one of the very specific proponents of being very careful with the amount of cholesterol-lowering statin-class drugs that you ingest. If you would, do you want to discuss with our listeners what might be a reasonable range for HDL, LDL, triglycerides? And one of the things that I tell my patients, LDL cholesterol, I get very upset about it being characterized the bad cholesterol. LDL cholesterol is a critically important part of how our immune system works. Do you want to go in that direction?
I'll go anywhere you want. I'm just full of so much information that I want to impart to people. I think one of the things we might remind them is today on their way home or way out any place, just remember that probably maybe half the people that they meet on the highway are on Lipitor, Crestor, Vytorin, one of the cholesterol-lowering drugs, because they even try to put people on it now who don't have cholesterol because they say it has antioxidant effects. And so just think that at any moment, any of those people can suddenly have amnesia and just slam into you. So you have to be really on your guard now, because the whole world is out there with damaged brains. We are going to have a huge amount of Alzheimer's. We already do. And you see it among your friends, too. I mean, I play tennis every day, and people can't remember the score, and they're 10 and 20 years younger than I am. And that's just a small thing. But other things that the cholesterol drugs do is lower the selenium. You can't heal a cancer. You can't heal heart. You can't heal arrhythmias. You can't detoxify without sufficient selenium. In fact, for example, we've had examples where children in 10 and 9 years old had been at the Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic. In my consultations with readers on the phone, I get to see I review their records for 3 years from the major places that they've been to. And so I get to see all these high-profile institutions and all of their records in depth. And they never check for these things. Anyway, we've seen children now with serious arrhythmias, supraventricular tach, where they pass out, and they've had it for several years. They do it every week. They can't go to school because it's so dangerous for them. And within 1 month, we've cured them, because all we did was assay all their nutrients and find out what was low and missing in the heart. I mean, it's not rocket science. There's an assay that we talk about that looks at 12 pages of people's molecular biochemistry, vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids. The quinolinate, for example, is a sign of early brain deterioration before you even ever know you have it. But how many people have ever had one measured? And this is in the newsletter, I think, last year. And the problem is that even if it is elevated, most people don't know that they can't fix it until they have P5P. What's that? That's the metabolite of B6. Oh, well, why don't I just take B6? Because most people don't have enough zinc to convert the B6 to its active metabolite, P5P, etc. So that's the kind of stuff that we do in the books and the newsletters and then in consultations to show people, how did you get sick in the first place? Or if you feel well, because we also do Olympic athletes, if you feel well, what's in the future? What is going to happen and you don't even know about it? so that a person can have much more control over what's happening. And then another thing that we should talk about, too, is the gut issue, because a lot of people will be stuck forever. They'll never get well because the gut is not healthy. For example, after antibiotics, a lot of sweets, whatever, and we've gone into this in No More Heartburn and then even more in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes, if you have overgrowth of candida, it can make an enzyme called thiaminase, which destroys vitamin B1. So you can take it till the cows come home, but it won't work because you can't get it in to help clear your heart disease, your brain disease, etc. Plus, the candida promotes thyroid autoantibodies. Look at all the people who are hypothyroid now, and yet they're still fat, they still have high cholesterol, they're still tired, they still have constipation. Why? Because when I see the records from all the highest profile clinics, they don't have any inkling of how to fix a gland. If a person comes in and is diagnosed with hypothyroidism, then the big clinics put them on thyroid. Well, wait a minute. That's fine for temporary, but why not check the selenium, the iodine, etc., that you have to have in order to fix the gland? And then what about all the people who take thyroid or adrenal or other hormones, but it doesn't, they're not wonderful in health? Because nobody fixed the cell membrane with a receptor where the thyroid hooks in. So you can give them the best thyroid in the world. It doesn't work. And that's where we were talking about the membrane repair back there. The gut in with candida can make tricarbolate. That inhibits your absorption of magnesium. So you can take magnesium. You can hear this show. You can go home and start taking magnesium. But if you have an elevated tricarbolate and it'll chelate out the magnesium in your gut so you can't absorb it. So then back on your original question, the HDLs, the best HDLs are as high as you can get them. Over 50 is tremendous. The cholesterols are meaningless. I can show you records of people who have had cholesterol over 450 for over 20 years, and they have absolutely clear coronary scores for calcifications and an absolutely clear angiography. And then likewise, I can show you records of people who have had no elevation of cholesterol ever in their lives, and they have four vessel disease. They have stents, they have all sorts of cardiovascular problems. Cholesterol is only the messenger that the body is not in balance, that it's severely starving for many nutrients.
At that profile of cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, cholesterol ratio, all of that, very much gives you an insight into the quality of the individual's diet. I just want to mention to our listeners that Dr. Rogers does do phone consultations, and the number to call, 315-488-2856, if you're interested in finding out about the phone consultations available, scheduling a phone consultation with Dr. Rogers, 315-488-2856. And to all of our listeners, remember that you can hear this interview with Dr. Sherry Rogers about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? On SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. All of the shows are archived there, and you can listen and really grasp all of the information that Dr. Rogers is bringing to us here today. Right now, we need to take a short break. We'll be right back with more Sherry Rogers.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. And I do want to let us know that tomorrow, Friday, the last show of the week, we are going to be joined with another very special guest, Anita Arabia, someone who has worked with me for 20 years. I remember starting her. She was a teenager, and she has learned the business extremely well. And she's going to share some of her knowledge and how she helps people and will be helping people at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store in Margate. And tomorrow, because I would like to honor her and all the hard work she's done over the years, is we're going to be giving away a free, a Save-A-Lot t-shirt. And these are prestigious shirts that you definitely want to wear very proudly because they have the emblem of EDLP, which is everyday low prices, right on the shirt. And we're only giving away one per person. And you can either choose large or extra large. So, again, that's tomorrow from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Just stop by the location at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half mile south of Sample Road. And as Jenna had pointed out earlier, if you look to the right, coming south on North State Road 7, you'll see the Halloween store. And right beyond the Halloween store in the Penn Dutch Plaza is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located. And with that, Janet, I know you have some more information to share with our listeners about how they can get any of Dr. Sherry Rogers' books or newsletter, or even if they have the availability to have a phone consultation, Dr. Sherry Rogers is able to do that as well to help people.
So at Prestige Publishing, you can access all of Dr. Rogers' books, more than 27 books, and you can find out all about the Total Wellness newsletter and be able to start a subscription to that newsletter. And you can find that at prestigepublishing.com. And if you want to give them a call, 800-846-6687 is the number to call. Then there are the opportunities for phone consultations with Dr. Sherry Rogers, and you can call 315-488-2856 to inquire about availability of a phone consultation with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Al?
Well, I'd like to, again, encourage people to pay real attention to what Dr. Rogers is sharing with us today. And as a person who believes in heart health, I think that the information she's sharing with us today is very, very valuable. And people, if you don't get everything she's speaking about today, as Jenna pointed out, just go right to the website, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and listen to the broadcast of today's show or any show that we've done so far.
Or call Prestige Publishing and have a copy of Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Sent to you at home so you can get all of the details in that book. There is a new book, The Diabetes Cure, by Dr. Sherry Rogers. Dr. Rogers, what is the connection between diabetes and heart disease? Is there a lot of the same information in those two books? How do you tweak it for reducing the risk of developing diabetes?
Oh, it's not reducing the risk. The book, How to Cure Diabetes, shows people, and many have done it already, how to get off their diabetes medications and how to get rid of their diabetes. Because, again, in medicine, we are only working blindly. A person comes in fact, we've reviewed the practice guidelines in previous issues of Total Wellness Newsletter. A person comes in and they have X symptom, they have X blood problems, they're diagnosed as diabetes, and so what are they given? Metformin. Well, what does that do? That lowers your B12, so that damages your heart, your nerves, et cetera, can decrease your memory, and everything snowballs. Instead, they should be looking at why you got diabetes, why the diabetes receptors are damaged, the insulin receptors, why your pancreas is hyper-secreting, et cetera. And so, no, every book is another step forward. In fact, most people who are serious about getting well read most all the books, even if you don't have what's in the title, because I never leave anyone out when I write a book. It's just that I focus on one particular disease or symptom that will pull people in and show them that they have more control over their health than any doctor they will ever meet again. And again, I say, I'm no smarter. I just was sicker and had to learn how to get rid of 24 incurable things. And they're all gone. I have no medicines, no symptoms. And for example, right now we have a huge epidemic of people with atrial fibrillation, children as well as adults. So what does medicine do? First they put you on Coumadin. What does that do? That pulls the calcium out of your bones and dumps it into your heart valves. It accelerates heart disease. And then they, or if they get really stuck after the calcium channel blockers, which shrink your brain, they will go to other arrhythmia drugs like amiodarone. That has three toxic molecules of iodine that has damaged and completely destroyed people's thyroids. And these are on record, and they've been at the Cleveland Clinic, et cetera. And then if you still have arrhythmia, what do they suggest? Ablation, slipping a catheter up into the heart, turning on the juice, and burning out or freezing nerve and muscle, permanently destroying it forever. And after they've done a few of these, then what do they have to do? A pacemaker, because they don't have enough heart left. You see, we are on the wrong track. Take any cardiovascular disease, and in fact, take any disease at all. We totally bludgeon with drugs, and then when they fail, we use devices, and then when they're done, we just say, oh, too bad, we have nothing more to offer. Not true. In fact, for folks listening to your great shows, because you two help so many people, let's give a 15% discount to anyone who mentions that they heard anything when they order on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center hour and or Janet and Al's show. And because this is serious stuff. We have a nation of people who are the sickest. We're number 37 in health. And we have the most expensive system. It's ridiculous. All specialties are working blindly. You go in, you have a symptom, they do not look at what is the cause and the cure. Why did you get this disease? There are only two things that cause all disease. Only two things. Your nutrient levels go down and your toxicity levels go up. That's all. And there's only one thing that causes death. You run out of electrons. And we're going into more of that in the newsletter this year and next year. Because when the body runs out of electrons, which, of course, you make in your mitochondria, and you have to have the right fatty acids, phosphatidylcholine, et cetera, that we were talking about in order to make it. When the body runs out of electrons, what happens? The charge on the outside of red blood cells diminishes. So now instead of repelling each other, they attract one another and they clot. Clotting is the cause of death. It doesn't matter if you call it a heart attack, a stroke, a cancer, autoimmune disease, whatever you call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You only die from one thing. The blood clots. And so people have huge control over this now. We're showing them in next year's newsletters how to, and started a little bit in this year, how to rev up these electrons in your body. Because, for example, when the electron amount, the total load, goes down, you get to area where we know you're going to have a cancer. And you can reverse this. You can change it.
Dr. Rogers, the amount of information that you're sharing with us today is just unbelievable. And I know that our listeners that are listening, and they're going to tell their friends, their family, acquaintances, about the many ways they can treat different parts of the body by going to a qualified practitioner, not one who's going to write a prescription. And I think that's the key point. When you find a practitioner who will deal with you as an individual and does homeostasis for your whole body and not just write a prescription, I think that is the route that people have to follow today in order to stay healthy for many, many years to come. So your information has been fabulous, great, and I really appreciate the time and effort that you've spent discussing this with us today. And, John, if we can give out the information to get to Dr. Rogers' books, that would be helpful.
Okay, 1-800-846-6687, or the website prestigepublishing.com, and phone consultation scheduling and so on, 315-488-2856. And I can only encourage our listeners to decide which purchase you want to make with regard to all of the books that are offered, your personal choice. So crucially important to developing good health, and it's never too late. Dr. Rogers, thanks so much for spending this hour with us. It was a fabulously full of information hour, and I look forward to talking with you again. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Dr. Rogers, have a great weekend. Thank you again.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.